and welcome to the most impromptu podcast I think that there has ever been. I literally was sitting watching the Kardashians for the fourth time and I thought, I need to do a podcast about this. I don't know how. I didn't even think of it before. So just in case you've stumbled upon this and you've no idea who I am, my name's Orla and I am a super fan of the Kardashians. I'm obsessed. I watch the Kardashians all the time. Every interview they've done, I am obsessed with them. I love their glam. I love their hair. I love their fashion. I love seeing where they eat. I love everything about them. So I was watching it the other day and I thought, oh my God, how did I not think about doing a podcast on the latest series? So here I am. I watched the Kardashians episode one, episode for the fifth time today to make notes about what I wanted to talk about. And to be honest, I really don't know where this is going to go. I am in for as much of a treat as you are. I have not prepared. I've made notes. That's it. I think I'm going to try and do this after every episode. So maybe I'll have like guests on or something. I really don't know. I'm purely doing this for the crack because I just want to talk about it. So I saw the first episode last week. I went to the screening of The Kardashians with Disney Plus and Hulu. Sorry, not Hulu, Disney Plus. But it is on Hulu in America. And I honestly couldn't believe that I was invited to it. Like genuinely, when I got the email, I was like, this is a mistake. But then I obviously knew it wasn't because I am their perfect person to go. I had a baby a year ago. So the drinking lifestyle that I once had has really fallen by the wayside and my tolerance is pathetic. So four drinks in and I can confidently say I remember nothing of episode two. So even though I have seen it, it is going to be quite a shock for me on Thursday. So The Kardashians is airing on Disney Plus every Thursday. I think it's from midnight that it comes out. Not 100% sure. And I don't know how many episodes there's going to be, but I'm seriously so excited. They've changed everything up. Still has a bit of the same feel as Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but it's a little bit newer, edgier. And you can tell that they're really trying to like grow a little bit more with the way they've styled it out. And I was really impressed with that. So before I get into it, I just want to say that the goodie bag that we got from Disney Plus, I'd say you're sick of hearing people talk about it. I couldn't believe it. We got a pair of Good American socks, which sound like nothing, but they were so comfortable. But I'm also like dead over the fact that they just didn't even bother with the Arthur George. I mean, why would you? We got a bottle of 818 tequila, a Skims dressing gown, a Sage X Poosh diffuser. And I've actually used Sage's products before because my sister lived in Canada and she had given me a present of a body oil for pregnancy. And I loved it. So I have tried their stuff before and really like them. And then we also got some Kylie Skin stuff. So I'm really excited to try that because I haven't heard amazing things about it when it first came out. But I also haven't really heard anything about it since. So I'm excited to see if maybe she's like changed things up or I don't know, maybe it's the same and it's really just aimed at like a younger skin. I don't know, but we'll see. So that is kind of everything I have to say on that. It was a lovely event. Again, can't believe I was invited. So happy. And I'm just going to get into it. So I'm assuming by now, if you're, you know, this far into the podcast, thank you for staying with me. It is going to stay at this level of amaturity. Amaturity? I don't know if it's a word. But I'll be honest, guys, I haven't learned how to edit. That'll be staying. Okay, so the whole thing starts off with a big, like, quick zoom through kind of pan going into everybody's houses. It's all a bit dizzying, a bit too much. And there was also a bit of like Quentin Tarantino vibe where they would stop at whoever they wanted to talk to. And it was like, you know, a freeze frame of Kylie mid-shot. And it was all a bit, it was all a bit much, I thought. A bit frantic at the start. But, you know, I was into it because, you know, it's exciting and you want the start to be like, you know, fast paced, whatever. Not totally into that, but they didn't do it again after, which is grand, you know. I think the vibe of this series is really giving us Selling Sunset. We've got a lot of drones. We've got a lot of that like sliced screen of different shots coming through and way more current music, but also music that you're like, I don't know who this is. Do you know what I mean? Very Selling Sunset. I think they used to use the same songs over and over in their latest series of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but it does get a bit samey, and I think they do need this kind of fast-paced theme that they're going with. It's a bit more social media friendly. I also really love how they've gotten rid of putting in their like Snapchats and social media bits. I really wasn't into that vibe in Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It just wasn't for me. But so, you know, the intro I was happy with. I couldn't stop laughing at boring old Kendall with her like sound bath or whatever the fuck that was. I mean, really, they all must have sat in a room pitching ideas of how they're going to make things exciting, and they couldn't even think of something for Kendall. I mean, it says it all, really. So after all that, and you're seeing kind of different people, you're being introduced to all the sisters and who's going to be in it this year. No sign of Rob. I don't think he's going to be in it. He might make appearances in the background. You know, we need Dream to get a little bit of money somewhere, so I think he probably will show up every so often. But it starts off with Kim, and Kim's having her interview in the back garden. And I love how they swap in and out of where the interviews are. So there's one scene where she's in the back garden, she's standing up. It's really kind of like they've pulled her from whatever activity she was doing so she can talk to the producers. I really liked that vibe. It kind of gave me a bit of like a, you know, a DIY SOS kind of a vibe. I don't think that's what they were going for, but that's what I got from it. And then they also had their sit down pieces, but their sit down pieces are like clearly like in a, well, I don't know if it's in a house, but they're definitely on a couch. It's definitely way more comfortable. It's less clinical. It's less studio like, which I love. But what I love is when you can hear a producer ask questions. I think Real Housewives do that every so often. And for some reason, it makes it feel so much juicier and so less produced, which is quite ironic. But I love that when that happens. So you can hear the producer talk to Kim a bit, and it just seems way more real. In the Keeping Up with the Kardashians camera bits, like, it was just so fake. And when I used to watch that, I used to think, oh my god, like, you're so deadpan and you've no emotion. But that's because this all happened like nearly a year ago probably, and you're sitting down and filming all these bits. They're probably doing that in this season with the Kardashians, but it just doesn't feel as forced. So I'm liking the whole natural vibe that they have going on there. I think that's, you know, I think it's pretty cool. It makes you feel like you're not being as sold to. Does that make sense? Maybe not. Then next we see Chris. Not really anything major to comment on with Chris. I didn't like her outfit. But her like intro into this new show, it was just her listing off the kids' brands. Very kind of her again to have the hot sauce mentioned and Arthur George, and hopefully we won't hear from them again. Then we see Kylie. Kylie's pregnant. She's in her like leather trench. She looks fab. And Kim's all like, I know what you're having. I didn't realize that she hadn't told them what she was having. I really thought that the whole family knew, and I don't know why I thought that. And maybe I missed something along the way, like on social media and stuff, but I never saw her say she wasn't telling anyone. And if I did, I obviously would have just assumed she meant the world and not her family. So I think that's funny that she didn't tell anyone. And I think it's gas that Kim copped that it was a boy. Because obviously now us watching it, we know it was a boy. We know his name isn't Wolf. And I suppose that's all we know. I thought maybe this weekend we might have gotten something. I know, like, in all the interviews they're doing at the moment, they're just saying how, you know, it's the hardest thing in the world to name a child, which I don't know. I didn't find it that hard, but I suppose I can understand how you would. And they obviously have the, like, pressure of, like, everyone scrutinizing it. Like, I do actually think she liked the name. I do think the internet bullied her into changing it. Even though I don't think it's a bad name. Like, I definitely think there's, like, way worse names. And I think Wolf, I've heard before. Stormy, I had never heard before. So, I don't know. But, that whole scene, you know, that was cute. It was nice. I loved the whole kind of family vibes of that, of like people coming in for the barbecue. Very cute. Then we see Chloe. First of all, I loved Chloe's glam. Her hair, her makeup, it was really pared back. It was like a really nice soft glam. Love her hair that length. Not too many extensions. It was gorgeous. Has she gotten too much work done? Yes. It breaks my heart. It truly does. But, you know, she's not going to listen to me. She was there with Tristan and she was saying how her and Tristan are just friends. And obviously watching it now and watching it, knowing what we know about him being a pig and an adulterer and just a baby machine, it seems. It's just, it's a bit embarrassing now. Like, I don't know why she keeps bringing him back. Like, she's saying that they're best friends. I'm sorry. This guy is dumb as fuck. He is so stupid. He has no personality. Every time she's like, we're best friends, I'm like, but you're so fun. And he is just stupid. Everything that comes out of his mouth is thick. And I'm truly shocked over it. But clearly she's so in love with him. And obviously having a baby with someone, you want to make it work for the child, but I don't know. It's just, so I never know where they are, even when she says, because you can't believe it. So at the moment, I don't think they're dating. I don't think anything's happening. But I also think that that's what she's saying. I don't believe it. I think she probably is with them. Where Keeping Up with the Kardashians had left us was that they were going to be going for like possible surrogacy, and I think they had eggs frozen and stuff like that. So I don't really know what's going to go on there, but I really hope that she just leaves him and leaves him soon. I pray for her. And then the other thing with that whole scene that I loved was how when they were all getting their bits of food or whatever, not this whole, oh, I'm a foodie, I hate this, I'm going to talk about that later. They're clearly not. But I love how they're breaking the fourth wall. I love how Kim was like talking into the camera. I love stuff like that. Again, it's kind of like with them talking to the producers. It makes you kind of feel like you're part of it a little bit more. I love when it happens in reality TV. I love when people give like a sneaky side eye when something's happening to the camera. I just think it's gas. So I hope that continues, because I really like when they do that. So here we are. It's time for Courtney. I want to preface this by saying I am so happy for her, and I'm happy that she's happy. And I think I struggle with seeing a different Courtney, because maybe we never truly knew a happy Courtney. The whole time she was on it, she was with Scott, and like, really, I don't even think we know the half of what happened there. Like, he definitely was cheating on her all the time. I think as much as she shared on the show, I don't actually think they went too in depth on things. And so I think that's why sometimes people are rooting for her and Scott to get back together, which I have to say, like, I really was. I'm just so not into this Travis thing. I hate how she's so totally different and it seems like she's like changed and lost herself. Like, it's a real like 16-year-old girl meeting a guy. Oh, he's really into sport. I love sport. Like, you know, oh yeah, I watch GA. Like, it's just so embarrassing. And I really hate it. I also hate her hair short, the way she flicks it out. I hate the whole vibe. It kills me. And just before she got with him, I felt like she really was like starting to find her own style. It was a very Kardashian style, but she definitely evolved from who she had been. And she, you could tell she was a Kardashian, but she wasn't dressing like Kim or like Khloe. She had her own vibe going on. And I just hate that that's all totally gone now. And now she's goth. It's just, I'm just not into it. I'm really not. In that part, we see Chris saying, I don't think anybody saw this relationship coming, which obviously in the teasers we were led to believe had something to do with Pete, but no, it was to do with the whole Travis thing. And then Khloe Gass is like, oh, I definitely saw this coming. I suppose if you had known that they were like friends for 8 years, which they were saying, then yeah, you probably would have. I had never even really heard anything about Travis Barker in the last 10 years, I would say. So I really, really was blindsided by the whole thing. So they're all there. They're all having their barbecue, chatting, doing whatever. And then Saint comes over to Kim. He's playing, I thought it was called Roadblocks, but I believe it's called Roblox. Doesn't matter. No, we're going to find out pretty soon because I'm sure it's going to be everywhere that Kim is suing them. But he comes up to Kim and he's basically showing her a picture that's after coming up as like a sponsored ad on his Roblox app. And it's a picture of her crying from, you know, that whole iconic scene of her crying in New York when she's talking about Chris Humphries. And in it, it says, oh, Kim's new sex tape is being released or something to that effect. What I think people have really, really glazed over, and what I would encourage anyone to do, is to go back and watch that. And for the love of God, look at Tristan's face when she calls Khloe and watch his life flash before his eyes. It is the funniest thing ever. His whole face drops. He is puce. Like, honestly, it is the funniest thing ever. And they really do zoom on him for like a good second. They like have a still on him and you can see that he is thinking, I am fucked. It is so good. Please go back and watch it for that alone. It's so funny. Anyway, she goes over, she's talking to Khloe and she's saying how, you know, look what I'm after seeing, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I was kind of shocked. I didn't really know much about all of this stuff, right? Because I knew from Kanye's rants, which I'll go into like a little bit later, that he had said there was a whole tape with Ray J, whatever. I think they were kind of keeping that under wraps a bit, probably because they knew it was going to be a big storyline in the first episode. But, you know, it seems like Ray J just, you know, still, I don't know, is he just living off of this at the moment? I really don't know what's going on, but we'll go back to that. TBC. I think the most pathetic part of the episode was when Kendall then sits down, following up from Chris saying, oh, Kendall can't be here, she has the flu or something. Kendall jumps down on the couch and is like, I actually didn't have the flu. I had COVID and it sucked. Cool fucking story, Kendall. Way to make yourself look like you have a personality. Really, just, you're very pretty. And I think we should leave it at that. It is like, I was almost insulted that she thought she could trick me into believing she was this fun person. Like, that's not Gaz. Woo. You said you had the flu when you'd COVID. I mean, it's just beyond. Anyway. That's where Kim tells everybody that she's doing Saturday Night Live. Absolutely nobody seems to be bothered, impressed. Nobody seems to really care. I think, to be fair, it is a really big deal. but they have so many huge, amazing opportunities going on for them that, like, I really don't think it's a big deal for them. Like, they really, they were just so unfazed. Like, it was mad. So then Kim's obviously talking about how, like, sometimes she feels like she does things for other people. She's saying how she did Dancing with the Stars. Like, I just think Dancing with the Stars is gas that she did that, because her whole thing is that she can't dance, went on Dancing with the Stars, proved her fear, and it's just crazy to me. Clearly the check was good, and I wish that Dancing with the Stars airs over here. Like, even now there's some really good people that I wish we could see, but I would say it is comedy gold, truly. I will say I'm surprised when she was saying that she wanted Kanye as her musical guest. And I think that, like, Courtney saying, you know, you should have this moment for you is so true. But, like, it's mad to me how her and Kanye were still, like, so close, and, like, you know, how he's her stylist and all of this. And maybe it's because of where we are now, and we know what's been happening with her and Kanye the last, like, 2 months, especially since her and Pete have, like, really ramped up. But I didn't think that he was so intertwined in her life, not even involving the kids. Like, I don't know. It is really nice to see, I suppose, but I wasn't expecting that. And it kind of made me feel a little bit sad for Kanye, to be honest. And speaking about men that I feel sorry for, Scott. I mean, listen, I do feel bad for him, but he fucked up many times. I think with Scott, because the whole thing with his parents and how the two of them, like, died within 6 months of each other, and it was so sad, but they didn't really, it was never really shown on the TV show, which obviously, like, and I don't think anyone would, like, expect any of that to be aired. So I think it's actually quite easy for people to forget that he went through such a traumatic change and all of that happening, and then he also doesn't have any other family. And I know he talks about it all the time, but I think it's very easy to actually forget and, like, think about that. So I do feel really bad for him, but at the same time, like, imagine my mum kept inviting my ex-boyfriend over all the time. I'd be like, this is so fucking weird. So I don't really know how they're gonna, like, strike a balance there. I really didn't like how it cut to Courtney sitting on the couch, and she was like, hold on guys, let's not hate on a girl. Like, it was very TLC cheap reality TV show vibes, and, like, the music and everything attached to that, I was like, no, I really don't like this. Like, I don't know, there was a cheapness there that I thought, I really do think that it's a shame that Scott and Chloe can't get together. Like, obviously they can't now. They can't have, like, cousins that are also half siblings. Is that what would happen? I don't even know. But, like, obviously it's just it's a no-go area. But, like, I wish they had gotten together and not Courtney and Scott, because I just think that they get on so well, and I don't know, I actually think that they would be nice together. But Scott saying that he wants to find someone, and then when Chloe was like, yeah, I think you should, and, like, you know, somebody who's, and he said, yeah, like, someone upper 20s. Well, surely that's a given, Scott. Surely that is a given. We don't want you going for anyone under 20s now. That hasn't stopped you before. I actually think for you to say over 20s is you sacrificing a lot, and, like, well done you. But, like, insane. I think he's 40, or actually, no, maybe he's not 40. He's, like, probably 35, 36. I mean, it's fucking weird. So I really hope he just stops going for younger girls. And I also hope that he lays off the filler and Botox, because it's gone too far. Too far. So then, you know, we go back into Courtney talking about Travis. I really, again, guys, I hate it. Her, like, being there when he's drumming and watching him, and, like, you know, being so like drool over him drumming. I just think the whole thing is bizarre. I had seen or heard on a podcast, I can't remember, but basically people were saying how Travis Barker and his first wife, he had like really, she felt so head over heels. And he seems to be this guy who women just fall for. He seems to be a charmer. He seems to like fall hard in love and like you fall hard with him. And so I feel like he's just like the little Pied Piper playing his fucking tune and she's come running. And I just don't actually think it's going to last. And I think it's all going to end in tears. I hate it. I hate the whole thing. And, you know, I try to be so pro it. Now, what I will say is I am so open to changing my mind on that because I really don't like being a hater. But, you know, it is what it is for now. So, you know, Kim is then talking about SNL and she's with her stylist. I don't know who this girl is. She was the worst type girl ever. I hope she gets no more airtime. She was so boring. Like, I was like, are you stoned or what's going on? When Kim said the girl from Will and Grace, I mean, that is so shady. So basically Deborah Messing was like, is Kim Kardashian hosting SNL? Like, normally they have artists or performers. I don't understand why they would have Kim. I know she's like a cultural icon, but I don't get it. I mean, what a stupid tweet. And I'm not just saying this because I love Kim, but like, it's such a, you know, people hating on influencers and saying like, you know, it's shit marketing. Get over it. Like, it's been here for like 7 years now. It's going nowhere. Get with the times. I feel like Deborah Messing just really showed her age, refusing to move along and like, you know, accept that these type of celebrities are the new celebrities and like social media stars, TikTok stars, reality TV stars, they are the future of celebrity. And unfortunately, that's just how it is. And even people who are like famous because they have a talent, like, half of them, well, not half of them, but like a load of them have gotten famous because of social media as well, or because of reality TV. Like, look at Kelly Clarkson. Nobody is saying, oh my God, why does she have a fucking TV show? Because she can sing, but she came from a reality TV show. So, I mean, don't get me started. Leave them alone. No, but truly, leave them alone. I really was not interested in Chrissy Teigen. Don't know how I feel about her anymore. Very problematic. I mean, I know she had a really shit time of it like a year and a half ago with everything, but, you know, she really does herself no favors. So when Kim then was talking about her saying, oh, listen to this voice note, and it was from Chrissy, I just really wasn't that, I wasn't that into it. I mean, we're going to be going through this whole Saturday Night Live thing for a bit. I think it's going to take up a good few episodes. I do remember snippets from episode 2, and I don't think she had gone on. So I think it'll be episode 3, episode 4 that we'll see her actually being on Saturday Night Live. If you haven't seen it, you should look it up on YouTube. She was actually, I have to say, quite good. But anyway, we'll move on to Khloé and Tristan. So they're back talking again. He's saying how he's so surprised that he didn't know that Kylie was like so far gone, which is shocking to me because his favorite hobby is impregnating women. And surely he should know trimester by trimester what size the bump is. Like, he keeps a woman going. He's got like a conveyor belt, that man. They were saying they go to couples therapy, but then Khloé was saying that really it's just his therapy and she's there. I mean, honestly, this guy just seems so dumb, so boring. I mean, I really respected him even less when she was saying, you know, even when I'm a monster to you, you know, you never mind or whatever. And he was like, you're never a monster to me. And I know that was him probably, I don't know, you could take it that he was trying to be nice and trying to say, no, like, you could never be, you're such a nice person. But like, it was kind of a little bit like, no, you don't give me shit, I can get away with doing all of this. Maybe I'm on my own. Let me know if you thought that. But I was a bit like, shut the fuck up. I really was. I just, I can't stand him. I truly can't stand him. We move on to them in a restaurant. I actually don't know what restaurant it was. Want to look it up. And they were like ordering all their food. Love hearing what people order in general. Like stuff like that just gets me high. But it was so funny when Chloe is like, I have a bone to pick with you. And then she's talking about how Skims like make her vagina look fat. And the two middle-aged bald men behind staring at them like, what the fuck is happening? Very, very funny. I did find it weird, again, going back to the Kanye thing, that she was saying how Kanye is her stylist. And I just, again, I think it's because we're watching it with, you know, future knowledge of where things are going. I just did not think that he would still style her. And obviously that makes sense. But, well, you know, to a certain degree, it makes sense that he styled her because he did that for so long. But it really seems like they have such an amicable relationship. And it's so not what we're seeing now. So things must have gone sour pretty quick. But as I'm saying this out loud, I'm realizing, duh, Orla, the Pete stuff hasn't happened yet. So obviously that's why. Oh my God, 31 minutes in, guys. And I've come to that realization now. Kill me. I was obsessed with Kim's look when she's ordering everything and, you know, she's getting like an extra salad and, oh my God, crazy. She orders extra ranch and the look she gives is a real like, oh, I don't know what I just did. That is my look when I order a second main. Like, I'm not joking here. You're not a foodie. You're literally, you ordered a piece of lettuce chopped. Please don't insult us like this. Don't try and be relatable, because I think the joy of the Kardashians is that they're so not relatable. And I love that. They are not people that I like want to relate to. I want to like emulate them. I want to like wear everything they're wearing and like makeup and hair and whatever. I want to be influenced by them, but I don't want to feel in any way like that they're relatable, because, you know, they're just not. So I hate when people do that whole foodie thing in general. But listen, it is what it is. Courtney's talking about how Scott DM'd Eunice, like, absolute lol. That is so embarrassing for him. And when she says that she wrote back saying that he was despicable, I was dead at Chloe being like, wow, pulled out the big words. Just so gas. Chloe is so gas. She is 100% the funniest of them all. I adore her. So we're getting to the last part, guys. 32 minutes. I am shook that I'm talking this long. And if you are still here listening, thank you so much, because I'm aware I'm talking pure shite. It is my first one though, so, you know, please give me feedback. Don't be too mean about it. And let me know who you do want me on next week or whenever, because, you know, I think it would be fun to have other people on. Anyway, we're getting to the final scene. We're in the dressing room. If Marty Singer is on the phone, you know shit is going down. Marty Singer and Laura Wasser are the big dogs of the legal world. So Marty Singer, like, I think he just normally does like all the liable stuff. And I think he's sort of involved in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial at the moment. But I'm not 100% sure on that, but I think he is. And then Laura Wasser, if you don't know, is a huge divorce attorney. She has done all of Kim's divorces and probably she's done Chris's as well. I'm pretty sure that her father was a lawyer and he was the one who did the divorce for, or carried out the divorce for, Robert Kardashian and Kris Jenner. Side note, Laura Wasser actually has a podcast and she has Kris Jenner on it and she also has Kim on it. And it's really, really interesting because they talk more about like divorce and stuff and things that they wouldn't really open up to on the show because it's so far in the past that they don't really have the time to get into it. And then with Kim, she talks about surrogacy and the legalities around that. And, you know, it is really interesting. So I would highly recommend, Laura Wasser is your name. Don't ask me what the podcast is called. That's all I can give you. My tip would be type in Laura Wasser or Kris Jenner and it'll come up. Anyway, so basically Kim's on the phone to Marty and she's saying that Ray J's manager is claiming that he has a sex tape. She's saying, I have no idea. I'm 99.9% sure there is no other sex tape, but like, I don't know. I can't say 100% that there isn't. And I loved how when she's, you know, doing her bit to camera and she's saying, you know, it's been 20 years and, you know, I'm still paying for this mistake. And then she stops herself and she said, is it a mistake though? I don't think it is a mistake. He was my boyfriend and I don't think I did anything wrong. And like, it's so true. She didn't. And the narrative of her doing something wrong in that whole situation, I think, is just shit. And I hate how people always bring it up. And I hate that Ray J must still be somehow making money from this. And it's insane to me that he is, but clearly he is. Especially for them to be able to talk about it on the show. I think that, you know, they have, they're well within their legal rights. They know what not to do. So I definitely believe all of this. So she is basically talking to him and she's like, we can't do this. It's not okay. I'm not going through this again. And then Chloe says something to her. I can't even remember what Chloe says. And she repeats it back like verbatim. And then Kris turns to Chloe and is like, good job. Good work. It's just so funny. I thought it was really nice how she rang Kanye and like was looking for advice. And I don't know, guys, my whole opinion of her and Kanye changed from this episode. They just seemed to have such a good dynamic. And I suppose in a way it's good that that's changed now with Pete in the situation, because Kim has always said that it's not that they broke up because of, you know, anything bad that happened. It's that he wasn't living in the same state as her and she was kind of solo parenting and doing things on her own. And she can't be married in a relationship with someone who isn't doing anything with her. And, you know, I 100% get that. And so I think it is heartwarming, but sad in a way that you can see how close they are in all of these things. And so when she's talking to Kanye and she's getting upset, like, oh, my heart broke for the poor thing. Like, I just think, oh, it's so awful. And I just, I don't know. I really gained respect for Kanye again because I lost a lot of it over the last few months, even though I know that he is sick or whatever. But I don't think that his mental state can be an excuse for mental abuse. And my personal opinion, I can get into it if we want. Like, honestly, I could talk about reality TV, especially the Kardashians, for days. So the I have all the time, all the money and all the resources to burn them all to the fucking ground is probably now the most iconic thing I've ever heard. Genuinely, when I saw the teaser like a month or two ago, whenever it came out, I had no idea what they were talking about, but I was like, this is juicy. My God. I am so excited to see where this goes. I am so glad that she owns it and is like open in front of the cameras saying this shit, because fuck me, it is impressive. And you know what? I'm going to leave it there, guys. I did not think I was going to be able to talk for this long about anything solo. I'm really sorry if it was rushed or actually, I'm not sorry. I'm not. It was very impromptu. I did not plan this accordingly. Like I said, the next one hopefully will be a little bit better. But if it's not, it's not. And thank you so much for listening. Please DM me and let me know what you thought of the episode, what you thought of this episode. And you can catch me on the Instagram at The Orlicle or TikTok at The Orlicle. And I will see you again this week. I don't know when I'm going to get a chance to watch and then upload, but I'm going to try and do pretty quick. And yeah, hopefully you will be hearing my voice pretty soon. Talk to you later. Bye.